I don't understand the way kids think, especially when it comes to cleaning. You know what I'm talking about. You tell your teenager to clean her room. An hour later, you check on her and not one thing has changed about the condition of her room. However, she was finally able to find her yearbook from fifth grade and has spent the better part of the last hour poring over it and laughing at how dorky everyone looked. And for crying out loud, how many times does a teenager have to be taught that in addition to clothes being washed and dried, they also need to be folded and put away? Hey, daughter, you know that big thing you precariously pile all your shit on? If you want a how-to guide on fixing you, I'm not your girl, and this isn't your book. I don't think you need to be fixed. This isn't some self-help book where I'm going to promise that rainbows and puppies will replace your cloudy days or help you get your dream guy, dream body, or dream job. I'm not going to convince you that something is wrong with you and then try to sell you my patented formula to cure it. And even if I could wave a magic wand and make all your problems go away, I wouldn't. Because living a perfect life is like watching television in black and white. You take out all the color. We need the adventure, all of the highs and lows, the unexpected heartbreaks, the ecstasy, the challenges, and the sweet, smooth sailing. Life is not about picking out the parts you like and leaving the rest. It's learning to coexist with it all and choosing to see the beauty, the grace, and the hilarity while also experiencing the inevitable disappointment and failure. On a trip to the Canadian Rockies, I decided it was time to give whitewater rafting a try. When I approached my husband with this idea, he was surprised by my adventurous suggestion. He was willing to undertake this new experience, but asked me if I was sure I wanted to do this. No, I wasn't sure I wanted to do this, but I was sure I wanted to try to do this. Information can sometimes be an antidote to my anxiety, so I began doing research. Rapids are rated from Class 1 to Class 6. While Class 1 is relaxing, Class 6 is an exhilarating near-death experience reserved for adrenaline junkies. It was with this newfound knowledge that I was firmly committed to riding rapids no higher than Class 3. I would have the experience of whitewater rafting while minimizing the likelihood of injury. Aside from the fear of being tossed like a rag doll from the raft, was the added bonus of the possibility of hypothermia. Forget everything you have ever learned. My experience in the fashion industry, and specifically in public relations, is the only crash course you will ever need. Hint, we're not playing here, so get ready. When I tell other Christians of my time with the goddess, I think they expect me to characterize it as a period in my life when I was misguided, and that I have now thankfully come back to both Jesus and my senses. But it's not like that. I can't imagine that the God of the universe is limited to our ideas of God. I can't imagine that God doesn't reveal God's self in countless ways outside of the symbol system of Christianity. In fact, I felt guided by God the whole time I sojourned outside of the church. The divine source of my life and my identity, perhaps, knew that I needed to bask in a female face of God for a good long while outside the church before I could ever return to it whole and be able to see the divine feminine in my own tradition.